On a Monday morning, we like to give you a little sneak peek of just some of the great music you're going to hear, not only on Breakfast, but right across 2SER the whole week. Andrew Cadore is the music director of 2SER. He's the only one qualified to chat about this. Very good morning, mate.
Hello and good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm very well, and you, thanks.
I'm absolutely peachy and dead keen to see what you've got for us this week.
My God, you're so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. It's just, it's kind of unfair.
This is how I live these
All
days.
Right. Well, you know, look, if nobody else is out there, I'm just about to wake you up because we're going to give you a sneak peek of the new album from the increasingly popular Melbourne outfit Gold Class.
Ah.
It's called Drum. Now, look, there's kind of no two ways about this band. They're thumping. But they're also very emotional. So what they're doing, they've got this dynamic of being quite loud, in your face, but being kind of emotionally vulnerable. It comes from 80s hardcore music, but I think more specifically, once you listen to this, you will join me in my theory of that they sound like Morrissey backed by Gang of Four.
Oh my God, I've been trying to work out who the vocalist sounds like since we've been playing them. Yes, yes, yes. I was thinking more Smiths, but no. Oh my God, what a great description of it.
There you go. Well, let's hear a little bit. And this is the new single, actually, Get Yours. The album's out Friday. And look, hey, the proof's in the pudding. Make me feel better. I'll beg and I'll plead. Come back here, you'll see. I'm on all fours, so you can come get yours.
I think what's interesting to me is it's not what I'd think of as a Melbourne sound. I'd never actually realised they were from Melbourne.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, yeah, interesting band. I mean, look, it just shows you that you can really take from anywhere that you want and be anyone you want when you're in a band.
It's a beautiful world.
There you go. So the album's called Drum. It's from Gold Class. I'm super impressed by it. If you are and you'd like to see them play, they're actually playing the Volumes Festival in Sydney on August 19, which is
awesome.
This coming Saturday evening.
It is indeed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, let's stay in the kind of old school realm and let's move from Melbourne to Sydney. Look, we talk a lot in this segment about new pop.
We do.
You know, and the new pop that's kind of like working the ironic nostalgic ends of old pop. These guys, the Nature Strip, they've got nothing ironic about them, nothing nostalgic about them. They just love the old school sound. And they've got a new album. They're incredibly prolific as well. It's called Beetle Bones. Now, these guys, they're old hands in Sydney. So you might have heard of bands like Swordfish, Godstar, John and Karna Chow, who's one of the songwriters in the band, did some time in them. He's just been in so many different configurations. He was in a band called Upsidasium, if anybody might remember many, 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 many years ago. But now he's in the Nature Strip and he's also doing it with Swordfish's Pete Marley and some other dudes. And yeah, look, basically what they do is that sort of classic harmony-laden power pop style with loads of Technicolor twists and turns. I think having two different songwriters really creates an amazing dynamic with this band. And they're very whimsical, you know, they're very playful. Look, if you like XTC and you like, say, the Raspberries or something like that, you're going to really love this record. They've got a very elastic way with melody. I think it's a really cool record. Let's hear the opening song, Tide Song.
Let's do it. The light you shine can make me fly. If I can use the heat to find you, I don't mind. That's a very bright sound.
Yeah, look, it's straight to the heart, this kind of stuff. There's no games, but they're just really good at it. And I think it's a really cool record, The Nature Strip. And the album's called Beetle Bones. It's out this week.
All right, take us out with number three.
Okay, number three is a song from a woman who goes under the name Carolyn Says. Now, her real name is Carolyn Sally. She's based in Austin, Texas. Home of a lot of very cool music.
Home of a lot of great music.
Yeah, so she released a cassette in 2014. You shouldn't laugh. Cassettes still happen.
Sorry. I know they do, but I don't even have anything at home I can play a cassette on.
Well, you know, if you buy a secondhand car, there's every chance it's going to have a cassette player in it.
Very true.
And there's every chance that somebody in Austin, Texas was driving around listening to this record that was released in 2014 from Carolyn Says. It was called 50 Million Elvis Fans Can't Be Wrong. Now, somebody who picked up this cassette had some influence, running a great label called Western Vinyl, which has released some really great records over the years in the indie world, and signed Carolyn Says, and says, I'm going to reissue this cassette on vinyl and CD for the Nick Healy's of this world. And we're going to release your follow-up in February. And I just think it's a really, really lovely record. And the great thing about recording to cassette and making a thing for cassette is that you've got that kind of warm, fuzzy glow over everything. So that's what this record has. It's a reissue, as I say, of something from 2014. Now, I think we've done the Morrissey meets Gang of Four thing.
We have.
For me, this one is kind of like, if you like Jessica Pratt, that kind of really nice lo-fi indie folk sound, and you like Yola Tango.
Oh, yeah.
I think that this is kind of like Jessica Pratt backed by Yola Tango. So have a listen to this song. It's called My Fiance's Pets. It does rev up a little bit more throughout the album, but I really like it. I think it's lovely. So I'm really keen to hear what Carolyn Says comes up with in 2018 when she releases her debut album proper in February.
All right. Well, we're going to go out with My Fiance's Pets from Carolyn Says. Andrew Cadore, thank you very much.
Cassettes rule.
Cassettes rule indeed.
City.